she could not imagine that was safe. It was nothing she could hold in her vision and climb to through dreams. She could not trust the untouchable, the reality that she could never know. There were only loose threads of past and present, which she twisted and stretched out fingers to weave into days she could touch and feel. Voices in the tortuous void that did not resemble speech, and faceless, nameless sounds she must resist like very death. They came too soon, so that she did not hear, only listened to the confusion she felt. In the room of invisible places, she must watch her mind and feel their eyes upon her, knowing they could see her desire, like the full-blown rose dropping its colours. Knowing she would fall into the arms of a stranger, and like